From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Syrian forces recapture Palmyra from Islamic State. Syrian activists and state media said today pro-government forces retook control of Palmyra 10 months after Islamic State militants seized the ancient city and destroyed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. The fighting in Palmyra had intensified in recent days as Syrian forces backed by Russian airstrikes pushed to close their three-week offensive. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the Syrian conflict, said the remaining Islamic State fighters retreated to the east toward Deir Ezzor. Belgian prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. Anna van den Mersch, a spokesperson for the federal prosecutor's office, talks about the process of identifying those killed in the attacks.
So we have 31 bodies taken out of the crime scene. Among those 31, we have the three bombers. So there were 28 bodies left to identify. And from those 28, we've identified 24 of them.
One of the Brussels suicide bombers was linked to the November 13th Paris attacks, in which 130 people died. Myanmar's powerful military chief has vowed to keep the country and its citizens on the road to prosperity and warned about the challenges the nation could face as it becomes a democracy. Speaking today at the annual Armed Forces Day parade in the capital, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said, "I would solemnly impart the fact that the army will cooperate to bring about the prosperity of the Union and its citizens." He also said the two main hindrances to democratization are not abiding by rule of law and armed insurgencies. This is VOA. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country is ready to do anything it can to restore its relations with Saudi Arabia for the sake of promoting progress and prosperity in the Muslim world. Rouhani's comments came at the end of a two-day visit to Pakistan Saturday. Iran has been getting help from Pakistan in mending the relations with Saudi Arabia. Masood Khan is the former Pakistan ambassador to China.
Pakistan has been trying to persuade the two countries to de-escalate the situation, to talk to each other. And that's why the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Mr. Nawaz Sharif, some time ago, he undertook a peace mission to Riyadh and Tehran. And both countries welcomed him. And I think that since then, there has been visible reduction in tensions, although the differences are still there between the two countries.
Saudi Arabia broke off relations with Iran in January when mobs stormed into the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest against the Saudis' execution of a Shiite religious leader. Russian state television has aired a transcript of the final words of the pilots trying to land a Dubai passenger jet that crashed in southern Russia last week, killing all on board. Rosia One Television cautioned its interpretation of the transcript should not be considered the official version. But it said the pilots lost control of the plane in strong winds, and it nosedived into the ground, bursting into flames in Rostov-on-Don, immediately after the autopilot was turned off. "Don't worry," one of the pilots says in the transcript. Seconds later, the pilot is heard saying, "Do not do that." The last recorded words were repeated calls to pull up. All 62 people on board were killed. In U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders overwhelmingly won Saturday's Democratic caucuses in the states of Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, inching closer in his bid to chase down frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the race to become the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee. Sanders spoke from the campaign trail.
"And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win."
Even with Saturday's victory, Sanders trails Clinton. Pope Francis has challenged the world on Easter Sunday to use weapons of love against the evil of blind and brutal violence following the attacks in Brussels last week. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, presided over an Easter Mass under tight security in St. Peter's Square. Francis also spoke out against the rejection that so many migrants and refugees are feeling in Europe, which is experiencing its biggest migration since World War II. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.